sound of...
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hosting Live from New York. You're with Guy and Carlo, and we have had a fantastic afternoon.
Somebody just went and saw his first musical on Broadway with a little guy I like to call Guy Montgomery, and that someone was me.
That's right. Front row tickets, no expense spared in this particular instance. Carlo and I went to check out The Lion King on Broadway, one of the longest running Broadway musicals in the history of Broadway, and it's pretty easy to see why, isn't it?
Oh God, the production value, the staging, the costume work, I mean, all of it was incredible, you know, just truly one of the greatest musicals of all time. There it is.
That's amazing.
Mm.
And you didn't know that musicals had made it as far as...
As even the West Coast of the US. So to find them all the way over here on the East Coast boggles my mind.
And to see that they've taken it so, you know, so far.
Well, yeah, just the fact that a small Australian film, The Lion King, can be
hold on.
Over here...
You think The Lion King's an Australian film?
Absolutely, Guy, yeah.
But all the accents in the film, they're largely American accents.
Not the film I saw, Guy. So, odd. Yeah, it's cool.
Did you see the movie at the cinema or did you watch that?
Theatrical release. Went down to the Glen Innes Chapel Theatre and I watched The Lion King.
And you're sure it's the 1995 version?
1995, yeah.
With...
Could have been ended 1994.
Yeah, with all the voices from they were all the regular voices.
When you say regular,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas voicing Simba, for example.
See, I don't know who that is. That's strange to me.
Well, how did the voice? Could you just say one of the lines from the movie as it was said in the movie?
Oh, I just can't bloody wait to be king. You know that?
Yeah.
I mean, what's a classic line from The Lion King? It's been such a long time since I've seen it.
Everything the light touches is yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See there, Simba. One day, everything the light touches will be yours. My little cobber.
Oh. It sounds like someone at the Glen Innes Chapel Theatre might have been, I suppose, live dubbing the film or
I
tampered with the...
I don't know about that guy. I know that I went and watched an incredible film about a young lion who had the same voice as his father and his love interest and all the other characters in that film all sounded... Like Mal, who worked in the projection booth. Like every film guy.
Incredible. That Mal was a busy guy, I suppose.
Only film he didn't dub was Gladiator. Well, at least he didn't dub the main parts.
So we saw The Lion King, and the Americans have really had their way with that Australian film, haven't
they? They've really taken some liberties, haven't they? There's gone are the wacky rumors and gossip about various people from the townsfolk of Glen Innes and, you know, local tidbits and remedies, you know, from anything from bad breath to ankle troubles. You know, those little bits that really made it a film for me were gone. But still, I mean, the musical numbers were incredible. You know, so well executed.
It was a really... Yeah, it was a really nice way to spend an afternoon. And also, you know, you try and... I mean, you're only here a week. You really want to try and fit in as many authentic New York City experiences as you can. And yeah. So it's sort of nice to cross another one off the list.
Yeah, I mean, you've been... you hear about Broadway, you know, and it's cool to see it replicated here in the New York, you know.
When you hear about it,
yes.
Where do you hear about it from?
You know, Broadway here in the city of Sydney, running between Central Station and Victoria Park.
And as far as you understand it, that's the main Broadway globally.
Yes, Yeah. So when people talk about off-Broadway and on-Broadway, they, of course, refer to shops directly on Broadway or shops that aren't on Broadway.
So you must have been blown away to see, you know, the American version of the iconic Sydney Strip.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. It's very different to Broadway in Sydney. Gone are the sort of vacant lots and like closed down old record stores, the massive construction work for Sydney Central Park and the, you know, old German restaurant. But in their place, an incredible theatre and musicals district. Quite different, really.
Yeah. Is there any way you could imagine that the American Broadway was the original or sort of was there?
Well, no.
A lot of the theatres and buildings sort of predate the listings on the Sydney.
It's very well done, isn't it?
Very well done.
Like the way that they've made it, the buildings, they're like an older style, kind of like a style I've seen in some buildings in Sydney. Or, you know, God forbid, in Old York. But, you know, certainly more modern, I would imagine.
And after we went to the musical, we had a lovely, authentic American diner experience.
Yes.
Not unlike on the TV show Seinfeld, which, of course, I had to explain to you.
Yeah. And it feels like I really missed out on quite a big institution in missing the show Seinfeld.
Well, it's okay. You can catch up whenever you want. You know, those shows aren't going anywhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it'd be a long read, wouldn't it?
A long read. You can just watch it. It's a show.
Oh. Sorry, when you were explaining it to me before, I thought it was like a serial, like a book. A series of books.
Oh, it's a series of episodes of a TV show, so it's visual.
And it's set in a diner.
Well, a diner is one of the locations that the characters spend time in.
It's wild. Like, I mean, it's a cool... And this is probably one of the real things that I say is distinctly American that I've got to experience on this trip. The diner. You know, it's serving mostly Australian foods, hamburgers, pie, donuts. But the decor and the kind of atmosphere of it, the kind of sort of strange 50s Australia kind of vibe is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, we had a great time and... yeah, it's another great day. To think back to, you know, the challenges I feel we've faced as friends.
Yes.
You know, when previously hosting one another, it's mm-hmm. it's nice to see just how far in the rear vision mirror those experiences are.
Clearly.
And to know that a holiday can just be two friends hanging out, having a laugh and having a good time.
Just chewing the fat over a slice of pie and a cup of hot filter coffee, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's great. It's really opened my eyes to the possibilities that, you know, America has, you know, has in store for the visitor, for the guest.
It's a city geared towards, well, you can live in it, sure, but it's a hell of a place to visit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't want to stay. And I respect you for soldiering it out for so long, Guy. It's just too similar to Australia or Auckland for me, you know? It's like a smaller version of Sydney or Auckland.
Well, it's certainly it's bigger.
Landmass-wise, yes.
And population, building size.
Mm.
I mean, the entire scale of the place is so much larger than either of the cities that you've listed.
Exactly right, yes. But in spirit, like a country town, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can only relay what your experience of a place is, and if that's your experience, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
To you.
Not enough going on, you know? I need stimulation. I need, you know, excitement, culture. But, you know, New York's certainly, you know, they cook a good pie.
Well, you know, I think we experienced some culture. Like I said, we got front row tickets to see your show on Broadway.
Yes, yes. But what I mean is it would be great to see something uniquely American. You know, I don't want to see, you know, The Lion King or Tales from Ben Lomond. You know, I don't want to see, you know, like a kind of strange 50s uptake of the Australian milk bar. You know what I mean? It's just... It'd be great to go somewhere where it's its own thing. It's got its own culture, you know.
Well, the challenge to find that authentic American experience for you continues, I suppose. I mean, yeah, these are American institutions, but I suppose, you know, different people see different things and they experience things differently. And
different horses for different courses.
What's the etymology of that?
Back in the day... You say you want to eat a horse. You're not going to eat every course from the same horse because you'd probably get very sick from the blood poisoning. So what you would do is you would take a little nibble from, say, up to 3 horses, or if you're going degustation, maybe 12 horses, just a tiny bit, the fetlock from one horse, the hind quarters from another horse, the ribs, the back. You know, you've got to try different horses at different courses.
In this metaphor or analogy...
Fact.
The initial horse with blood poisoning, you still eat some from that horse.
All horses will give you blood poisoning, Guy. We were just not meant to eat horse. But if you want to soldier on and eat a whole horse, you're going to have to take every part from a different horse. There it is.
Wow. So well informed. So we haven't just been culture vultures all day circling the, you know, the bourgeoisie of New York City. Also been a couple of cheeky charmers.
We have been.
Back on the charm offensive as well, you know.
Operation Charmkrieg.
That's right. And as we discussed last night, today is the big day.
Mm-hmm.
We are here in a sort of a dead time, I suppose, between the afternoon and the night. You could call it the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's the
American word for it.
Yes, Australian word too.
And I mean, we successfully sort of extricated ourselves from the lounge before everyone made it back inside. And it'd be fair to say Mark's parents were pretty upset by the state of him. Not as many laughs.
Very somber mood, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's almost like they didn't really understand the spirit of the prank.
Mm.
But, you know, to go out and explain that to them would betray our involvement. So we just sort of had to sit in the spare room quietly for 2 hours as, you know, the wails and peals of...
Yes. That long, drawn-out, you know, moan of despair is... Really was for me to... I've never experienced the pure grief of another human being made so visceral by a noise before. But that call of Murtagh's broken voice, I mean, that really, really sunk it home.
No father wants to see their son in that state. Which is not news to me, but did give us pause to reflect a moment. But I think when taken in the context of the various other pranks we have set up...
It is still funny.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, once the whole sort of thing, you know, comes full circle and we close that loop,
yes.
I think in the context of what we're trying to achieve here, that they'll see it in a new light.
I think so. It will be a catharsis for the family when the prank is complete, you know.
That's right. So
you know, much like the Lion King guy, you know, it's the circle of life. You know, and don't shop at the newsagents on Sundays if you don't want to get ripped off, is how I think that song ends.
Yeah, and I mean, beyond that, to see the sort of... I suppose confused. I mean, you know, because they're not just dealing with their son being hospitalized. Thank Lord for the fantastic health insurance he has from his job at the Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm.
But to see, you know, Murtagh crying out as he did. We couldn't see it live, but we were streaming it on the website. To see him doing it in that, you know, hilarious blouse, which is so clearly belongs to June.
Clearly belongs to June, yeah.
I mean, it's sweet to see that they really stuck at it and wore the clothes they packed.
It makes me laugh, Guy. Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
It's just those little sort of details that really, you know, that they elevate the moment. But all of that to say that if I'm not much mistaken, this evening they have a reservation at a fine dining restaurant.
That's right, for a very special little occasion, which I think might go a little awry.
Yeah, so all six members of the family, Mark and Fiona and June and Murtagh, and of course Terry and Michael, that they've all got a table for six, and unbeknownst to them, there's a little date taking place between two housemates not so far from where they'll be sitting. So
we're thank you, Michael. Thank you, Terry. Your credit card details are safe with us.
That's right. And so while they'll be having dinner, we too will be having dinner. And we're going to put on our finery and our glad rags and perhaps a few old family brooches, the ones that didn't make it to the bottom of the Brooklyn River.
Can't throw them all out, Guy.
Wow, no. I mean, some of those things look so expensive. Yeah, and
diamonds in the one that you kept.
Well, I like to prank, but I've also got an eye for the finer things in life. So, you know, whether or not they notice us, we'll be watching them. And it's pretty exciting.
I've taken the liberty of cutting some eye holes in some menus, Guy, and I think that's going to be just fun visually for us to know that that's what we will be looking like. And I'm excited.
Absolutely. And it's a Michelin star restaurant too, so you'll be able to enjoy some of the finest food available not just here in New York City, but the world over. It's not cheap. We're grateful that Mark can make it at all. I mean, he is in a full body cast, but
he is savage beating. It's dangerous streets, New York. I can only imagine that at some point after I blacked out during that violent attack upon Mark's person, that he must have been attacked by a separate person, because to think that I was capable of unleashing such malice upon another human body frightens me, and I just really hope that that's not the case. You know?
No, well, and were it to be, you know, I don't know that I could sleep at night. I mean, I like to joke and kid around as much as the next person, but to see the outcome of that prank, if that was solely us, well, we would have to take a long, hard look in the mirror. That is not on. I agree.
That goes beyond a prank. I mean, he's in a full body cast.
Well, talk about a rough day at work. I mean, you get beaten up once for a prank, and then again, independent of that, by some hoodlums or thugs.
Yeah, it's a dangerous city, Guy, and that's truly become apparent to me in today's dealings with Mark, because somebody gets a bit bashed for a prank, for a laugh. You know, they're covered in ice water. You see them lying on the ground. You help them. But not here in New York, it would seem. No, you savage upon them. You break 9 bones in one arm, 10 bones in a leg. It's hard to come back from that kind of damage.
Well, you'd imagine so, but he's a resilient guy, and he, like I've said, he's a very fastidious guy. He likes everything to be clean. He likes to flush his poos down the toilet. Just these little things that, you know, aren't always commonplace amongst the rest of society that he really sticks to. And so I'm almost certain that he's going to, well, I don't know, that'll get down on bended knee, but he'll find a way to take that little box out of his pocket or full body cast and extend it through his arm, also in a full body. He'll find some
way. There'll be a lever system or something.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, he's got some... his dad actually works as an engineer. That's not something he told me, but I heard Murtagh talking about his practice, so I'm sure that there'll be some way that they've jimmied this thing up so that the box can open and, you know, the big reveal can take place. So
I think I've just got a feeling that after tonight's dinner, they might all need quite a stiff drink with a couple of ice cubes in it, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Well, so we'll be there in our finery. Wouldn't it be nice, actually, if as soon as we saw the engagement take place, we raced off home, secret from them, and perhaps started mixing up some cocktails so that everyone can really reflect on an evening well spent and a beautiful union that is going to continue going from strength to strength.
I think that's actually a very kind, generous offer to make, Guy, and I think I'm with you on that.
And don't you think it might be a little funnier still if perhaps amongst the variety of spirits and liqueurs that we mixed cocktails in, we also, just for prank's sake, introduced, I don't know, a couple of vials of arsenic or cyanide.
Interesting, Guy. Appleseed poison. Talk me through it. What's the big prank?
Well, I just think, in an evening when everything is so clearly laid out and there's very little opportunity for hijinks or miscommunique, which is some of my favorite humor.
Introduce some risk,
a little jeopardy. Of course, we won't be drinking from any of the cocktails that could potentially contain either of these poisonous substances. But certainly if we put it into one, maybe two cocktails, you know, not so much as to permanently eliminate the prank victim, but enough to make them really, really sick and give them just a...
I'm cracking up just thinking about it. Well,
you and me both. Anyway, if we want to do that, we'd better head back down to the bodega, the famous American corner store.
They really do stock everything, don't they?
Well,
God?
They're slightly different from the dairies back home in New Zealand or the corner stores.
Shops in Australia, yes.
They really do have something for everyone. And we stock up. You know, we get the pantry loaded, we get the drinks cabinet ready, we put on a couple of tuxedos. I don't have one myself and neither do you, but if I'm not much mistaken, Mark's cupboard should be full of the things. So we put those on, we head on out and we have ourselves a hell of a night on the
town. We show them that New York isn't just the city that sleeps. It's also a city that can have a bit of fun after 9 p.m.
New York City is so much bigger than the geographical landmass itself. It's also... You know, cities aren't defined just by their city limits. They're defined by the people inside of them.
That's
and
right.
It's about time that these sort of, you know, these frazzled and these frayed edges and nerves of the American people experience, you know, a good old back pat from their Antipodean friends.
And hear, hear, Guy, is all I can say to that. Here's cheers.
Cheers indeed. Well, let's slip into a suit, slip onto a subway, and slip onto one hell of a night.